Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, October 7th. Coming up in today's episode, Jammu and Kashmir Assembly turns into fight club as MLAs brawl in the well of the house. Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena promises to scrap Dharavi development project, free education for all, and more in Maharashtra election manifesto. Police probe a slum redevelopment project as motive behind Baba Siddiqui's murder, and Australia's proposal to ban teenage social media users from various platforms. First up, the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly resembled a boxing ring or a wrestling akhada today as elected members of the House entangled themselves in a physical brawl and rounds of screaming matches. All of this happened because of the now abrogated Article 370 and the demands to restore it. The proposal was first suggested by a member of Mehbooba Mufti's PDP earlier this week, and the pro and against factions reduced themselves to mobs of warring college students. BJP MLAs crashed with the marshals after Speaker Abdul Rahim Rada ordered that some of the protesting opposition MLAs be removed from the House. BJP is opposition in the House and the ruling government is held by NC. A poster seeking restoration of Article 370 sparked another melee involving several MLAs, including Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference leader Sajjad Loan. The day also saw some members of the PDP and People's Conference submit a fresh resolution seeking the restoration of the special status. Jammu and Kashmir lost its special status along with its statehood after Article 370 was scrapped in August of 2019. Mr. Loan slammed National Conference and said its resolution, which they backed yesterday, is drama. Quote, "We supported the resolution yesterday and their spokesperson tweets that we are allies of BJP. Enough of this nonsense." Unquote. When the House met today, members of the opposition BJP started protesting again against the resolution that was passed yesterday. As Leader of the Opposition Sunil Sharma was speaking, Sheikh Khurshid, MLA and brother of Baramulla MP Engineer Rashid, jumped into the well with a banner that demanded the restoration of Article 370 and Article 35A, as well as the release of all political prisoners. The BJP members entered the well and lunged towards the banner. One of them snatched it from Mr. Khurshid's hand and ran back to the opposition benches as other BJP members joined him and tried to tear the banner apart. At this point, Mr. Loan intervened and tried to stop them, and a huge scuffle broke out right then. The marshals brought the situation under control, but more flashpoints followed as both sides voiced their views. Speaking to the media outside the House, Mr. Loan slammed National Conference for not coming to Mr. Khurshid's aid when he was attacked. Quote, "We have fought against Khurshid Sahab, but as a Kashmiri, when I saw that he was attacked, I couldn't stop myself as he was alone. Did anyone from the National Conference come?" Unquote. Free education for male children and not just girls, lowered cost of living, and scrapping of the Dharavi redevelopment project. These are some of the promises made by Shiv Sena UBT ahead of Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party chief Uddhav Thackeray released the party manifesto today at his home, Matoshri in Mumbai. Mr. Thackeray said the promises being made in his party's manifesto were in line with the alliance Mahavikas Aghadi, which includes Mr. Thackeray's Shiv Sena, Congress and NCP Sarat Chand Pawar. The MVA is likely to release its manifesto soon for the November 20 assembly polls, he said. However, he pointed out that some of his promises were exclusive and would need special attention. Mr. Thackeray said every district will have a temple of Maratha King Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. He also promised to implement the old pension scheme, as well as removing cap of 50% reservation. Now, notably, Rahul Gandhi of Congress had spoken about removing the 50% cap multiple times during the Lok Sabha campaign, especially when he was campaigning in Bihar. Mr. Thackeray assured that the way female students in every state are getting free education under various government policies, male students in Maharashtra will have that benefit soon, if the MPA comes to power. He also promised free travel for women in transport buses, and also for women, he said 18,000 women will be recruited in the state's police force, as well as establishing female police stations all across Maharashtra. He also promised to ease the cost of living by keeping stable the prices of essential commodities. On the Dharavi redevelopment project, the former chief minister said it will be scrapped as the project will have ramifications on Mumbai. Maharashtra and Mumbai will also have a housing policy that will keep the rapid urbanization in mind and build affordable housing for sons of the soil in urban, semi-urban and rural areas. Mr. Thackeray said that clustered development projects of Koliwadas, which is the fishing community settlements, and Gautans, which are villages, will be scrapped and they will only be restarted after taking all stakeholders into confidence. On the topic of employment, the leader said his party will work towards creating jobs by holding job fairs in each district after every 3 months, as well as establishing an international finance center in the state. Was his alleged closeness to Salman Khan the actual reason behind politician Baba Siddiqui's assassination, allegedly on the orders of jail gangster Lawrence Bishnoi, or is there more to the story? Mumbai Police's crime branch has started investigation into the murder of former Maharashtra Minister Baba Siddiqui from a brand new angle, Slum Rehabilitation Authority projects. A few days after he was shot and killed outside Zeeshan Siddiqui's Bandra office, who is his son and also an MLA, the police had sought information from the Slum Rehabilitation Authority regarding its ongoing projects in Bandra. It was Zeeshan Siddiqui who indicated that a dispute over one such project could be a possible motive behind his father's murder, according to police sources. He had earlier posted on X that his father was killed protecting the underprivileged and their homes. The police had considered Lawrence Bishnoi theory for a while, it seems, largely because of an alleged confession. The weekend after his murder, a Shubhu Lonkar, believed to be Bishnoi gang associate Shubham Rameshwar Lonkar, claimed responsibility for the same via social media. While Lonkar is in jail, police said the post was made by his brother Praveen Lonkar, who was arrested on Sunday evening. In that post, Lonkar claimed that Siddiqui had been killed because he was linked to India's most wanted terrorist Dawood Ibrahim, and that he was close to Salman Khan, and because of the death of Anuj Thapan in police custody. Now, Anuj Thapan is one of the people arrested in the shooting case outside Salman Khan's house. That was also associated with the Lawrence Bishnoi gang. Now, weeks after police investigation, a 23-year-old man was arrested from Pune on Wednesday and is allegedly a part of the conspiracy to kill the NCP leader, the police said. He is the 16th accused to be held in connection with the case. During interrogation, it came to light that he was assured of Rs. 25 lakh in money, a flat and a vehicle for killing the NCP leader. Jail gangster Lawrence Bishnoi's younger brother Anmol, believed to be living in Canada and making a regular travel to US, was allegedly behind the murder, but the motive is still not clear, the police have said. Breaking from breaking news, asking for a leave or getting a leave approved is a challenge for many corporate employees. But maybe the younger generation does not care for the hang-ups its predecessors faced and has a lot more clarity on boundaries. Investor Siddharth Shah posted an email screenshot on X with the caption, "How my Gen Z team approaches leave." The email simply reads, "Hi Siddharth, I will be on leave on 8 November 2024. Bye." A user wrote, "It's spot on message, but he should have at least used AI to make it look good and normal. Normalize this, people shouldn't have to give reasons if they want to take an off, it's their right," another user wrote. But there were some who did not like the bluntness, maybe because they never had it. One can never know. Now, back to news. Is it the end of social media use and the subsequent insecurity and negative mental health impacts for young teens in Australia? If all goes according to the government plan, then probably yes. Australia wants to introduce and pass a new law banning children under 16 from social media, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said today. Not only that, he also vowed to crack down on tech companies failing to protect young users. Quote, "This one is for mums and dads. Social media is doing real harm to kids and I'm calling time on it," unquote, he told reporters. And speaking of parents, having parental consent will have no impact on this age limit. It will be a one-size-fits-all rule equally applicable to everyone. On how the government believes they will deal with the celebrities of that age, that is yet to be seen. Tech giants and social media platforms will bear the responsibility to ensure these new rules and that their users are old enough. Albanese said, "Parents who are worried sick about the safety of their kids online would not be held accountable," unquote. The onus will not be on parents or young people. There will be no penalties for users. It would be up to Australia's online regulator, the eSafety Commissioner, to enforce these laws. Earlier proposals to introduce a social media ban age limit have enjoyed broad bipartisan support in Australia. Albanese said the new law should be presented to the state and territory leaders this week before being introduced to Parliament in late November. According to BBC, while a lot of details are yet to be revealed, they believe the news will not impact those already on social media under the age limit. However, the proposal will not be accepted equally by all. According to a DW report, Communications Minister Michelle Rowland said a year-long preparation period will facilitate the practical implementation of the age limit with input from the government. But Digital Industry Groups Inc., or Digi, a representative body that includes Meta, TikTok, X, and Alphabet's Google as members, warned that this step might harm teams by limiting their access to support networks. Quote, "Keeping young people safe online is a top priority, but the proposed ban for teenagers to access digital platforms is a 20th century response to 21st century challenges," unquote, said Digi Managing Director Sunita Bose. DW says Bose called for balanced solutions that foster digital literacy and create safer online spaces from young people. Now, this is from a BBC report that previous attempts at restricting access, including by the European Union, have largely failed or faced backlash from tech firms. And the question remains over how implementation would work, given there are tools which can circumvent age verification requirements. There are many websites banned in country A, but country A can access them by employing a VPN, something like that. In an open letter sent to government in October, signed by over 100 academics and 20 civil rights society organizations, the Australian Child Rights Task Force called on Albanese to instead look at imposing safety standards on social media platforms instead of a blanket ban. The group also pointed to UN advice that national policies designed to regulate online spaces should be aimed at providing children with the opportunity to benefit from engaging with the digital environment and ensuring their safe access to it. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.